You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Recently, I conducted a series of podcasts with investment professionals from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, London, and Singapore. The theme was Investment Views 2020, and these podcasts are aimed at professional investors and clients of Investec Asset Management. Now, though, the company has allowed access to them for strictlybusinesspodcast.com. These are a valuable resource for any serious investor, and we will be posting two per day for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has concluded its two-day meeting. What are the results of this meeting, and what is the future looking like? Let's find out with the head of SA Investments at Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, and that's Nasmira Muller. The press conference has just finished. Nasmira, what happened, please?
So the SARB decided to keep rates on hold, so I suppose nothing happened. The only change is that this time around, the decision was far closer than we saw at the September MPC meeting, with two of the five members of the committee voting to cut interest rates.
Okay, so 40% of the people involved said cut, the other 60% said don't, and obviously that is the Lesetha Kanyago right at the top there. Do you agree with this, given the 3.7% CPI inflation data that we've seen coming out this week from the economy?
I think they should have cut interest rates. Yeah. I think that inflation has consistently surprised on the downside, and growth has been downgraded several times. We're in a position where demand growth is weak. And while many of the problems in the South African economy are structural, some short-term boost to demand would have been warranted at this point in time.
Do you think they're being too cautious, in other words?
Yes, I think that is a good way to put it.
Yes, I think it is. And I do think there'll be some kind of backlash. And what annoys me, I'm a broadcaster, I'm not an economist, so I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You do much better than I do. And maybe Lesetha Kanyago and his team also sees something in the future that we can't see. But on the other hand, this overcautious stance is, it's almost as though we're always looking to something. Well, we would cut, but we've got Moody's coming. We would cut, but we've got this data point, or we've got Donald Trump or something. Just get on with it, is what I say.
I think it is a little bit more nuanced than that, Lindsay. If we look at the MCBPS that was delivered 4 weeks ago, and we said, what would we expect post the MCBPS? I think there was almost a unanimous view that there wouldn't be any move in interest rates at the November MPC meeting after the quite disastrous numbers that were published in that MCBPS. What's happened in the interim is that you've seen a more risk-friendly environment globally. You've seen emerging markets as a whole do relatively well, and the rand is back at the levels or slightly stronger than it was prior to the MCBPS. So what's happened is that global issues, the global environment has bailed out the local issues. And I think the SARB sat there and went, we still haven't done anything to remediate our problems in South Africa, and therefore the risks still remain high. And I have sympathy for that. But having said that, growth is so weak. They continue to downgrade their growth forecasts. And therefore, given the surprise that we saw in inflation again this week, a cut was warranted.
Do you think that if you showed this data, if you showed the decision and you put everything in a neatly packaged analysis and you gave it to central bankers around the world, whether they be emerging market central bankers or analysts or developed world analysts of the same ilk, that they would have done the same thing? Or would they have done what you have suggested we should have done, in other words, cut rates?
I think if you gave it to them cold and said, this is the set of data, what do you do? I think a greater proportion would have cut interest rates. If I have to guess what is worrying the central bank, what would worry me if I was at the MPC, is the persistent inability of the South African government to make the decisions required. And I think that is colouring their risk assessment at this point in time. But that comes from an understanding of several years of policy sclerosis, rather than just taking a cold look at the data at this exact point in time.
It's very interesting you say that. I would say policy paralysis, and I would say that your phrase persistent inability is so beautifully put. Do you think the Cyril Ramaphosa should have taken these people aside and said, listen, I'm not doing a Donald Trump on you, but this is what I think. I'm not going to lean on you, but this is my opinion. And I wonder if he has done.
I think that would be disastrous. I actually think that would be a worse scenario than having them not cut interest rates. One of the strengths of the South African economy is the independence of the central bank. I can have a discussion with you and say, I think they should be cutting interest rates,
yes.
But I do not think the president has any standing to have that conversation with the central bank governor. And I would be deeply concerned if I had any awareness that that conversation was happening.
But you don't think that in the background he has said, I'm not going to influence you at all because I'm not a Donald Trump type character, but this is what I think. I mean, there must be these discussions behind the scenes, Nesmira.
No, I don't think there are. Lindsay, I don't think they are happening. And I think that is one of the strengths of monetary policy in the South African context. The independence of the central bank has been untainted. And that's great. I think the best option that Cyril Ramaphosa has to see interest rates falling in the South African economy is to get on with the reform process. Because one of the issues for the South African government is lowering the cost of their capital. And their capital is not set by the central bank. It's set by the risk premium in the markets. We have a fairly steep bond yield curve, which means the difference between the 30-year rate and the repo rate. And the reason for that steepness, the reason why it's much more expensive for the government to borrow money than the repo rate would suggest, is because a lot of people have concerns about the long-term ability of the government to stabilize the fiscus. So we need to get growth going. We need to control government spending. We need to sort out Eskom. And that's how you lower the cost of capital in the economy sustainably. And I think that this is the nuance. Is, do I think they should have cut interest rates? Yes.
Mm.
Do I think that's the solution to South Africa's issues? Not at all. I think the solution is structural reform. A rate cut would have just helped a little bit at the margin.
Yes, and it would have helped as well psychologically, because then maybe there's a couple of corporates out there with bloated balance sheets that might say, well, our cost of capital is now lowered, and this is a psychological boost to the economy and also to the corporate economy, and therefore we can go ahead with this project that we've been mooting for a year and a half or 2 years now, which will create jobs, and so it goes on from there. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a 100 basis points, which is what I'm advocating. It could be 25 or preferably 50, but just give us something and stop waiting for Moody's.
I don't think any corporate is about to moot a capital project because the Reserve Bank cuts interest rates 25, 50, even 100 basis points. I think they need to get a view that Eskom is stable and will be able to supply electricity in the long term. So what I would hope for from an interest rate cut is a little bit more spending from the consumer side, the fact that household cash balances as a percentage of GDP are back to 1994 levels signifies a lack of durable goods spending in the economy, and maybe interest rates would have helped that. But in order to get corporate fixed investment going, we need the government's reform agenda to press ahead.
What was the press conference like? Were there some interesting questions? Or did he give any guidance for 2020?
I think the most interesting thing for me is the QPM, the Saab's quarterly projection model, is pointing towards at least a 25 basis points cut over the next 12 months. And that is before the downside surprise to inflation that we saw this week is factored into that model. So I think that cuts are likely to occur, provided we get movement on the budget, provided we get progress on SAA and Eskom and other key areas. So, Lindsay, I think where you and I differ is we both think they should have cut interest rates. I think that the benefits of that cut is smaller than perhaps you do.
Yeah, I just think it's a good start. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good start, but it's not the overall solution. And the fact that they haven't cut is unfortunate, but it was never going to be the full solution. The solution requires much more than the central bank cutting interest rates.
Nesmira, the voice of reason, Muller, is the head of SA Investments at Investec Asset Management in Cape Town. Brilliant analysis. Thank you so much, Nesmira.